Good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is our seventh day of the retreat. Now it's 7 p.m. So we'll continue with our sharing. Okay. Just a short announcement before we start. Just tomorrow will be tentatively our retreat's last day, because second last day is day 8. Day 9, actually, we don't have much activity. We agreed to you day 9. So day 9, I think, don't need to wake up so early. Okay, I allow you 6:30 wake up. Assemble here 6:30, the last day. No need to be 6 o'clock or 6:15. Then we have a morning puja. Then our last sitting will be 30 minutes, 6:45 until 7:15. Then we have breakfast. Then after that, that closing ceremony is supposed to expression of thanks, gratitude towards temple management. It seems they have shifted it to 2 o'clock instead of at night, which is good. So after that, which means we have more time. So the bus will come and pick us at, I think, arrive at 9:10. By the time we pack and move everything down, we're supposed to leave at 9:30. Then we can decide what to do after that. So on the last day, is there an expression of thanks and gratitude towards temple management, which we have done, we will be doing tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Presentation of gift and all those things. So 8 to 8:45, maybe we can take photo, clean up the area, pack, final packing. Then after that, we should move everything out by 9:10, so that the bus can have enough time to put your luggage and for us to settle in. Okay? So that is the only slight change. Can somebody go and help? No, you press now, you make sure it comes out. Otherwise, it leak. So need to be careful. The dispenser. Okay. We will get Manyuan. Manyuan? Manyuan still not here. Oh, never mind. Then I will do it. Okay, turn to page 245. Because this one I think more difficult for DL to read, because unless you understand. Okay, give Tammy. I think Tammy familiar. Okay. 245, yeah. Page 245. That table.
I start. I read the middle one.
Because there are three columns. The heading first. The heading is spiritual faculty involved. So the five spiritual faculty, how they help you develop the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then how you relate all these three turning of the Four Noble Truths into the three phases of Dhamma cultivation. Okay? Then you one by one read.
Spiritual faculty involved. One is sada, two is viriya. The second column, three turning of the Four Noble Truths is pariyati, developed through one sutta maya panya, the first turning wisdom born of hearing or reading the sutta or Dharma, talks regarding recording books, notes, etc. Cinta Maya Panya, The second turning wisdom to contemplation, reflection, and inquiry into all the teachings so that one can stabilize and assimilate all of the Dharma that one has heard and read about to set the base for further understanding later on via any of the first, second, or third turning. The three phases of Dharma cultivation. Phase one of Dharma cultivation, Pariyatti, learning of the doctrine to develop a very stable understanding of the Dharma.
So you all understand, huh? The faith, Sada and Virya, is very important. Faith in the Buddha is teaching through knowing who he is. So that one will give you the faith to drive you to cultivate. Understand? And you see the importance of this teaching. Because you come without this teaching, like we go through, the phenomenal world of consciousness will delude you, will lure you, and create havoc for you. Because the level of sensuality for our present civilization is so high. And very few people, actually, unless you have the karmic path, or what we call the parami, you won't go into Dhamma, understand? Because the whole of the society has become so different. With all the advances in science, technology, AI, you got so much thing, and the level of sensuality. Wow, the multimedia. You agree or not?
Yeah.
The music. Oh, then you see the video, YouTube video, what type of video. Then even all the 武侠小说, so much of it, and it's so like luring. And you don't know how to make use of it. Like a lot of people don't understand. They blame technology and stuff. So some of the monks, they also blame technology. They say this IT era, all this internet thing, AI thing, cause a lot of people to be out of job. Understand? Then some they say, why internet very bad. All the young one are exposed to pornography and all those things. So what is your understanding? Yeah? It can give you all the sensuality and sometimes scam and all those things. Then you read about everything. Yeah? So there is no secret really, understand? So last time, below certain age, a lot of things you cannot see, understand? They don't allow you to see. Then they don't allow you to even have access. So now, with all this, there is nothing to stop the kid from Googling. Then out of curiosity, what they do. Especially in the IT field. Very young, they go and make friends without knowing who that guy is. Sometimes it could be an adult you talk to, you also don't know. Then they can come up with a lot of what they call deceitfulness and all those things and trap all those children. So if you look at it from there, of course, you like normal mundane people, they complain. But there are a lot. They say it is very interesting, especially the young generation as well. Wow, now everything I can find in the internet. Then what I need is, if I want to purchase anything, the father's credit card slot. They're not e-wallet. But you like it or not? What is your understanding first? Yeah? Do you look at it the same way? Huh? Nobody want to try. One thing you have to understand, the internet, the AI technology is going to stay, you like it or not. Understand? Not? So like I always say, all this technology, you cannot blame them, understand? Not? It depends on what?
The user.
Understand? Not? So technology is like your money. You got money, if the user is deluded, money becomes evil. If the user have Dhamma, wholesomeness, then money become wonderful, beautiful, can be a blessing to a lot of people. So likewise, your thought also. The thought I already gone through. Yeah? Our thought is neither good or bad. Understand? It depends on the user. If the user is deluded without the Dhamma, then all the thought, practically all the thought, become what? Unwholesome thought. Delusion behind. Even the wholesome one also tinted merit, anasana. Your sakayaditi. You may donate, you may do good. Yeah? That good is according to you. Still got sakayaditi. Understand? So the user of money, the user of thought is very important. So when you know the user is very important, then we know the Dhamma. When you arrive wrong thought, what happens? It will condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, the whole list that Sui write up there. Is that what you want? Then better take care of karma, train your mind, be heedful on yourself. Don't let that happen. So when you have this understanding already, then you can make an analogy out of it. If that tool, which is my thought, is a knife, what happened? I suppose to use it appropriately to cut fruit, to shape vegetable, and to help me do things. But instead, you use that knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit our others, and create all the misery and nonsense. Nowadays, they got the what they call military complex producing all the war arsenal. Everything is like that. So if the user has selfishness, don't have love, compassion, kindness and understanding, then all this can be very, very destructive, detrimental. So when you see the analogy of that knife, then you know that is the wrong way to use thought. How can I use thought to harm myself and harm others? So likewise, money is the same. Understand? Then likewise, technology is the same. That's why if the user don't have all this understanding, then not only technology, your money, your thought will destroy you. Understand? That's why when you have all this understanding, like in 1971, when I read the Four Noble Truths for the first time, I said, no need to search anymore, no turning back. I went all out and copied it. Then also because you may say my past is very good, then I developed all this understanding. So after I developed all this understanding, I got my vow. I need to do my duty. Understand? Then I like this duty, because I like to share Dhamma, I like to teach Dhamma, that I know is very beneficial. That's why after I retire, if apart from investment, which is like very good, I spend some time there, but nowadays I spend very little time on investment, not much. Dhamma almost full time, all the Kayamitano, the classes and all those things. So it's like, this is my passion, this is what I actually like to do. So when I retire to do the thing I like to do, that's why I mainly develop the understanding to share and fulfill my vow. That's why, because of causes and conditions, many people benefited. Then now with this understanding, hopefully with the sasana, you all also can evolve. Understand? After you all evolve, what happened? Because you also can be a blessing to all. Later on, you will be like me or better than me. You can also share, you can also teach. So all this will multiply. And the multiplier effect, you can never underestimate. So whatever we do, we know, like the Buddha said, we are born of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned, supported by our karma. We are what we are with our karma. So when you have such condition, you know it's not by chance, not accident. You should have gratitude. Thank your good karmic nature and so on. Thank your lucky star that all this will evolve and the causes and conditions are there. So if future you want to continue this and develop all this affinity, what must you do? What must you do? Make sure you understand this, you know, make the vow, Adhitanana Sano. Then silence all your wholesomeness and worry. Then you come, all this understanding is there, understand? You don't have to worry about sasana, no sasana, all those things, understand? When you have this understanding, you hope, understand? You don't even have to worry whether this life you enlightened or not. That is not important. Once you have this understanding, even if you have to come, you are beautiful, understand? So, have this understanding. See the important. Then, three things. What is it?
Faith.
Sincerity. Then, go all out, understand? Persevere. Diligent, understand? Then, everywhere is all the jet, all the spiritual wealth, understand? And everything is Dhamma, understand? Then life becomes wonderful. So you look at this one. Phase one, your spiritual faculty, you only need two. Sada and Virya. When you got faith, you got Virya. You will go and study the teaching, isn't it? So Pariyati is phase one Dhamma, which means Dhamma cultivation, phase one, which is Pariyati, is the learning of the teaching, understand now? Develop a very stable understanding of this Dhamma. But this phase is very important. Unless you understand this, see the importance, you will not strive, understand not? Saddha Virya will not be there. But because of your affinity Parami, that's why you do it. And how to develop the understanding of Pariyati? Listen, constantly listen to the true Dhamma. So that is step two of Avijja Sutta, understand? Step one is having Kayamitapa. Sorry. Kayamita friend, not Kayamitapan. You have Kayamitapan, no use. You must have Kayamita sheep, not Dhamma friends. Then after that, what you do? After you hear, normally, unless your past is very strong, very special, immediately, Sutamaya Panya, you can awaken, first turning with. But you can't. Don't worry, Anasana. You only need to go to the second turning. Second turning is one. Reflect, contemplate, inquire. Why did the Buddha say this? How can I understand this? Understand? Then the second turning wisdom come out. As you contemplate, reflect to your experience in life, your collection, then all the understanding stabilize, understand? Like birth is suffering. It's no longer parroting, understand? Like most people. And the worst is they go and interpret the Buddha teaching, life is suffering. Where got suffering? The Buddha man is the reality of life and existence, prevalent of suffering. When you don't understand it, you suffer. So not life is suffering. Then you go into detail to stabilize your understanding. Not only what you have heard, then commit to memory, you have to go into it. Why did the Buddha say this under the second turning? That this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. Can follow? Then how can I understand it? This is a big topic now. But all the eight reality, you have to one by one go through, you know, contemplate. Then the meaning stand out on earth. No wonder the Buddha said birth is suffering. Not a happy occasion. Yet things can go wrong. Understand? This existential world is a world of duality. Understand? And most people, when you plan, how you plan? You plan for the all the good one, understand? You never take into consideration contingency factor, things that is you don't like to think of one. Especially Chinese tradition. You talk about birth, old age, sickness, and death. Choy, I didn't die yet. I still so young. You tell me about this for what? See, that is delusion. That is without it. But when you have the power, you will reply. Then the understanding surfaces. After that, what happens? You stabilize your understanding after hearing, then you reflect, contemplate, and you inquire, then you assimilate. The word is assimilate into what? into your nature, and that's how your understanding. You don't commit to memory again. But this is an understanding, and that's not knowledge anymore. Then you contemplate it. No, it's suffering. Like I explained. If the baby is not normal, like nowadays, my niece, she said, houseman, he in charge of baby one, and that delivered. He said, 9 out of 10 Caesarean, no? Or breech type of birth, no? Not normal. How come last time during my mother's time, 9 out of 10 is normal birth? 9 out of 9, my wife, my mother. And very fast, she said, when the bladder bursts, the back bursts, then only she packed the thing, but she get ready, He call a trishaw, no? Not taxi, no? The trishaw take about half an hour to take her to the hospital. Then she check in. Then after that, you know what happened? He said, no need to struggle. What he said, after so many births, he said, like, naturally, it just deliver like that. Until the doctor also, wow, you very good. Number 9 also like that. None got problem. So, when you have the parami, when you have the understanding, well, my mother very sincere. He actually do her duty, then she willing to sacrifice, the faith very strong for the children, whatever she can do. Work morning to night, take care of everything. And during that era, no gas, no fridge, no all these things that you have now. So nowadays, the new housewife, we all did some more complaints. That's why my Max DJ in Form 6, that was a really very good example. For no reason, one day he come to the class, he said, today, no teaching, no Max. He said, I want to share something. So you know what he shared? How to kill somebody by character assassination. So I don't know what he means. No? Everybody don't know what he meant. Everybody know what he meant. He's so frustrated, no? Over what? With the wife. He can afford. He quite rich. He give tuition also. Then the wife complained, so much clothing to wash. You expect me to wash? Send to lobby or whatever. Then my Max teacher suggest, no need come up and I buy you a washing machine. Buy washing machine. He complained, don't know how to use. So complicated. Then, mark out fun. I wash faster. Then he asked back the wife, what you want me to do? After buying washing machine, send laundry. You said, No, I don't know how to dry. He said, I go to school, I need to give tuition. You ask me to send laundry. After that, he don't know why the misunderstanding. He go and report to the father-in-law, the mother-in-law. Then the in-law come and see my maths teacher. That's why he said, the report is one-sided one. That's why he said character assassination. You ill-treat your wife. Why you do things like that? Why kena babu from the in-law? So, life is like that when you don't appreciate. Even the washing machine during his time, so much better than my mother. Correct. My mother, I want to teach her the Dhamma to out of samsara. He said, no need. China come out already out of samsara. Understand? Contentment, understand? He appreciate what she has now. Despite the duty or no problem. Because in China, he said, I work so hard, also no use. Not enough to eat. I cannot. Not like here. The land so fertile, so flat. China, mountainous, no. The weather so extreme, no. My hometown, the weather worse than Xinjiang, no. You know, no. So he said, here, you throw the seed, germinate already, everything also grow. No. China, You need to go up the mountain terrace every day, carry water, you know, then water, then hope for it to germinate and all those things. Then very tough life, you say, not enough to eat. We are communism that time, rationing. So contentment is very useful, okay? So after you contemplate and reflect, you assimilate that you have contentment, gratitude, all these virtues, it helps you build up your parami, yanasana. Well, this is right livelihood. When you have virtue, contentment, gratitude, willing to sacrifice for your children, then you're willing to do your duty so well. All this is what? Dhamma understanding, yanasana. The karma will be good. In future, he take a parent who will care for them, support them, sacrifice for them, he will have the good life, yanasana. Then after that, the next one, let me read.
Okay, the next one, number 3 is Sati, 4 Samadhi, and 5 Panya. So this one is at the second column is Patipati, developed through 1. Bhavana Maya Panya, the third turning wisdom, born of Bhavana cultivation or the meditative training. 2. The moment the mind is silent without thought, you are already in sati. 3. Use the silent mind to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, that is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, to become heedful. 4. A truly silent mind sees the real Dharma while seeing things as they are.
So the fourth one is what? A truly silent mind. What is that? Awareness within. So train once you are aware, the Buddha say you can develop heedfulness, then you are home, manasana. The heedful never die. That's why if you truly silent your mind, the truth, a truly silent mind sees the real Dhamma, manasana. We are what? Seeing things as they are. What is? So this is the understanding. Then what is this Patipati? Huh? Phase 2 of Dhamma, understand now? What is phase 2 of Dhamma? After you learn the teaching,
apply.
You put it into practice, understand now? Apply it. Put it into practice. This is what Patipati is. Cultivate, we are putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a
reality.
Huh? You see the importance of this now? You want this or not?
Yeah.
Ah, yo. The three phases of Dhamma at least hit number 2 lah. Then after that, you enjoy the third phase of Dhamma. What is it? Phase 3 of Dhamma on the last column. Dhamma cultivation is Pativeda. No. Phase 3 of Dhamma cultivation is you realize Pativeda. Pativeda is reaping the fruit of your cultivation or hard work. Means, second phase, you do it well, you become enlightened, then you live the life of an enlightened being. Understand now? So clear, really stabilized for you some more. Then how to do? Patipati, bhavana maya panya, means the turning wisdom, born of meditative training. So develop the mind that is aware, then cultivate. Understand not? Then when you have that, the direct seeing will awaken you. Then the moment the mind is silent without thought, you are already in sati. So don't try to be in sati. Don't go and practice sati. Don't be deluded. Then use the silent mind to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, leading to heedfulness. That is meditation as taught by the Buddha to become heedful. So simple, understand now, 4 steps. Then the last one is what? When you develop the spiritual faculty until it becomes balas. What is balas? Power, unshakable. Then what happens? Very dear advice. It is not difficult to cultivate Patipati if you are really, really determined and
sincere.
Then just cultivate the sadha, virya, and sati, leading to what? The samadhi, so that your sati stabilize and it will accumulate into samadhi, which is the unshakable mind. That's why you will have the collectedness of mind and the unwavering mind. Then at the moment of sense experience, it doesn't waver anymore. So what is sada? Faith, isn't it? So when you have this, what they call sincerity, you determine means you're willing to silent and go for, understand or not? Means the diligent together with the other one is what? What is the other word?
Perseverance.
Huh? Diligent and what?
Perseverance.
Perseverance. So no matter what happens, forget about what people say, what people do. You persevere. Understand or not? Then with the faith, you persevere, and you have sincerity, you are home in it. That's why I say, once you do that, the spiritual faculty will come. Then when you really stabilize it, then they become unshakable. Then the mental faculty will become spiritual power or balance. Then wisdom will keep on arising, understand or not? And then you were what? You don't want to? One means develop these three things. Understand? Okay, the last one is the best. This is the most beautiful phase of one's life when one can truly live life to the fullest, leading a noble life, living the life of an awakened one. So when you come to the phenomenal world of consciousness, you have all this understanding, you need not suffer. So why worry? Then life becomes meaningful, wonderful, understand or not? Then you like to come, understand or not? People don't ask you to come, also you come. Understand or not? That the bodhisattva, he don't want to become Samasambuddha, he keep on coming, understand or not? Because wonderful, understand or not? And you don't want to choose to come, you prefer, forced to come, have to come, understand or not? Okay, next page. Tell me.
Okay, page 246. 6.4. Importance of sati to walk the path of Dhamma. Sati is extremely important because without sati, one will become heedless. Two, one will not be able to follow the Buddha advice to strive on with heedfulness. Apamadena sampadesa. 3. One will not be able to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind following the Dhammapada verse 183. 4. One will not be able to keep one's precepts. 5. There will be no 5 spiritual faculties. 6. There will be no 4 foundation of mindfulness practices. 7. One will not be able to investigate the Dhamma Vichaya. 8. There will be no 7 factors of enlightenment. 9. There will be no Noble Eightfold Path cultivation.
So see the danger of not having sati or not. Sati is life, sati is everything. That's why you must develop sati and stabilize it, leading to heedfulness. So all this is to remind cultivator, okay? Important advice to meditator. What are they?
1. Don't try to know anything during meditation.
Don't try to know anything. Remember that. And don't go and allow the thought to keep on verbalizing, chattering, and doing all the thought-based meditation. You're wasting your time, understand or not? Then, the second one?
Just silence the mind and let things be.
Can do or not? Be patient, just silence the mind and let it. So easy, no need to know, no need to do anything. What type of meditation is it? Someone don't want to do, don't know how to do. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Just relax, silence your mind. Understand? Like that also cannot. And let things be. The understanding? On its own, understand? No need to practice, understand? The direct seeing keep on awakening, keep on insight into phenomena, the universal characteristic. Then the silent mind observe, understand? And because the mind don't interfere, definitely it's choiceless awareness, understand or not? Awareness before the knowing. So this nature is a spiritual faculty, understand? Should understand spiritual teaching, understand? Should understand clearly what go on, understand? Then you will understand through this, who are you? What are you? And how you function as a human being. Means the five degrees of hope and mind you see very clearly because of the universal characteristic. How can it be you? Yes or no? Then you should awaken. No more sakyadity. No more defilement. Understand? So this is how all these three advice I reflected, contemplated, and I summarize it out. The last one is what?
The moment you are truly silent and relaxed, sati is already there.
So? You think of the practice sati? No, the moment you silent and relax, the true mind returns. No, no, no. So sati is already, without thought, you are already in sati. So no need to practice also to know how to do. You still one method, technique, instruction. Otherwise, how to meditate? Because your thought, the ego, egoic mind want to meditate. Now then you end up thought-based meditation. You debate. And when you debate, you go Holland and don't know how to come back. Understand? Huh? Because you think the phenomenal world of consciousness is where excitement is. Understand? Huh? You forgot you are from that pure nature inside. So the form and mind you think, traveler in space and time, that is what you are. Okay? Then continue.
This is the silent mind that can investigate into all phenomena. Then let the phenomenon tell you the story.
Very important. Silent, let the phenomena tell you the story. Don't go and look for it and say, oh, this is anicca, this is anatta, this is what the Buddha meant. I tell you, who say all those things? Your thought. You go and look for it means what? Your craving, your expectation, your mundane thinking, very active there. Why you do that? You want to be enlightened. Understand? Who wants to be enlightened? The thought wants to be enlightened. You think can or not? Can the thought realize itself and cease? Unless you have wisdom. Pass the mic over, Ajahn. Wait for the mic, another mic.
Your brother still. I'm trying not to think anything, but it's like.
I know.
Keep
your problem is. Your problem is you cannot silence that. Thought keep on arising.
Keep on arising is like.
You know why or not?
Recalling the.
Yeah.
The history.
No, unfinished business. The memory.
Yeah, the memory.
Yeah lah.
Keep repeating and repeating.
You know why?
Going on and on and on.
You know why?
I don't know.
Okay, come on and write. No, come on and write. I tell you the answer. I already told you what is thought. Thought is respond to memory, understand or not? When you have memory, thought will arise. That's why the living being without awareness will be Hitler, understand or not? Right, thought is respond to memory. Right on top. Luckily you ask. In fact, the new people are all like that. You ask me to silence, how? The thought keep on coming. Respond to memory. No wonder he cannot grow. Say two times also cannot yet because new, understand? So normal. So don't worry. People like that, because they got sincerity, intention. Once they understand, very fast. So can you together read it out? Read it out together.
Thought is response to memory.
Okay? I ask you a question. Baby, newborn. Memory, kosong, please say. No conditioning, no knowledge, nothing. Can the baby think? Impossible, isn't it? Language also he don't know. Whatever you talk to him also he don't know. But he learn very fast, no? We are the conditioning. You teach it, papa, mama. Then the pronunciation like broken one. Pa, well, that is the most easy to pronounce. Now. Or ma, one syllable. But you two, he need a few weeks, or maybe 1 month, to able to have that speech. Then he learn. And when he learn, he accumulate as memory. Then after that, he become like automatic. A apple, B ball. If you every time feed him, condition him, then he remember through memory. Then they won't learn one, understand? This is knowledge. So, oh boy, you're very good. What is this? A? Apple, memory, understand? But you teach him the correct way, you know what Krishnamurti say or not? Our education system is rubbish. We'll never teach them awareness, to be aware. Teach them, this one, maybe A apple, show it that fellow, A apple, but don't give the concept of this one. What you see, what is this? Then he got no word, no. He hasn't learned, understand not? If they are young, if let's say you give them something very bitter, and you say this is good, you know what happened? They grow up, they like to eat bitter things.
Yes.
They don't like sweet things, understand not? We have the conditioning, understand not? So memory, understand not? So the reason why you cannot be quiet and silent is because the mental hindrance are there. You know what is mental hindrance? The 5 mental hindrance. You heard of it, sensual desire, ill will? Let her answer. See? She don't know. It's okay, don't worry. Because you sincerely want to learn, that's why this one is important. If you don't ask, you cannot learn. Well, all these are essential Dhamma. Initially, you must read up first. When you don't understand, then you might commit to memory first. Then when you listen to all this sharing, then only you can follow. No wonder I saw her like Liaboki, you know, all the sharing. I don't blame you because these people have been here for so long, understand not? And you are not in the real Dhamma world, understand not? You seldom learn. Real essential Dhamma, 5 mental hindrance, you know why hindrance? Your mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. I know this sentence is too long for you. Understand? Because a lot of the word no meaning yet. But never mind. So this mental hindrance hinders your mind from becoming peaceful, developing the ability to be silent. Understand? And what are they? Your sensual desire. Things that you see through your senses. You see, you like, you have craving, you desire it, understand? Then you don't like, you got aversion, you want to push it away, dislike. So what happened to you is, this become habitual. Every moment of sense or perception, whenever you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile or thought process, you got this duality. If every day you create like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, this essential desire you will. Means the hindrance of mind is there, understand not? Throughout the day you arise it. When throughout the day you got mental hindrance, what does the hindrance do? Hinder you from becoming peaceful, understand not? Having the inner awareness to be silent. That's why you cannot stop thinking. Then you also know your memory, understand not? Unfinished business. Sometimes not only that, your phobia, understand not? Your unsettled problem, understand not? When you hear also, you worry, my children how? You got children or not? You worry about them or not? Do they know how to take care or not? All this from thought, isn't it? Memory, isn't it? Then when somebody shares something, then that one trigger conditioning for you to recall. Oh, my children also, I must call back now. See whether they okay or not. So, this is what memory is about. That's why I say, don't stay here. But for you, you cannot. You don't stay here, you cannot act. You cannot work. That is the only instrument you have, understand? Your memory is your only instrument. And I said, otherwise you cannot remember who your husband is. And I said, no memory, the dementia one. Who your children also you cannot remember. How you go out, where your house is also you cannot remember. Understand? That's why without memory, you like lost a lot of ability to function. Understand? So it's okay. Understand this, then tell yourself, if I want to overcome this mental hindrance, what must I do? The teaching is what? Cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculty which we are going through. Understand? And what are the spiritual faculty? Can you? We actually totally don't know. Spiritual faculty.
Faith, is it?
Huh?
Faith.
Faith is one of them, yes.
Sincerity.
Oh no. Sincerity is a virtue, understand?
Faith.
I don't have English word at the side.
Virya
is spiritual zeal. Tenacity. When you got faith, means you know who the Buddha is, so special. Understand? He's the wisest and the most virtuous human being ever to exist. So to have him as your teacher, you got a lot of faith and gratitude. Understand? And his teaching can bring about enlightenment. So your faith in him, very strong. Understand? Then that one will drive you to learn his teaching. Pay respect to him to develop merits. Understand? Follow his advice to avoid all evil, do good, purify your mind. Now it's slowly go in already. Where you got nobody to ask. Luckily you ask. So now slowly you can. Because I realize you are not familiar with this. So just now that few words, thought is respond to memory, to five words. You cannot remember. No? I said, there's no understanding. You cannot commit to memory. Commit to memory like that. Then not only you, no? A lot of people who study Dhamma, they are called Dhamma practitioner. They're supposed to be 10, 20 years, 30 years old. Yeah, like that, they are Han. Where's Han? You know what happened? No? He very long in meditation already, and go all over, Sri Lanka, everywhere. Then you see her everywhere. So when I ask her, what is the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects, cannot understand. Then ask her to recite the five aggregate. Need to think, rupang, go to memory. Otherwise cannot remember. Why? Because take for granted that he know, but he never reflect, contemplate, it never stabilize. Why I no need to remember? Why I straight away from here I can say it's because I reflected, contemplated and understood and see the importance. That's why I developed the understanding. When I developed the understanding of the five spiritual faculty, I no need to remember one. But these are the things I do, understand? I develop the faith, I see the importance. Then this one drive me, the virya. Then after that, I know importance of sati, we have heedfulness. That's why I train my mind to have sati. Then when this one stabilized, becomes samadhi. Do I need to remember? Then when I'm in sati samadhi, I see things as they are awakened. So this spiritual faculty, I don't need to remember. Mental hindrance, maybe sometimes not need to recall. Because I got no mental hindrance for so long. Understand? But roughly, because I teach very often, this one is still there, understand? So, okay? Tracy? You like that, like that. Don't worry, This one, listen to the recording again. You go back, Casey is your husband. He knows what? Ask him to teach you.
He doesn't know how to explain.
Okay. Use the mic, Casey. Casey, use the mic. Put near your mouth.
Okay, I think because you don't read a lot.
You
have to read first.
At
a beginner.
Casey, I tell you, he don't read a lot. Clean slate, progress very fast.
Yeah.
Like Po Cheng like that.
Yeah.
Why you want to read so much rubbish? If it's all talk based on, you are conditioned. No? then your belief system all, you dare not like change over, no. Like people explain to you think in a different way, you skeptical, no. That's not, no. Then you dare not, because habit is like that, especially in the office. If you try to introduce change, you know how difficult, no, in the office.
Yeah.
Understand, no? Where people are so used to the old way, understand, no? They feel comfortable. So when they do that, they dare not take risk, understand, no? So they refuse change. Everywhere is the same. So one case is say you refuse to read, that's why you don't have the knowledge, the understanding, which is correct. True, it's a fact.
That is the first learning.
Correct. You say that is the first learning, but you commit to memory, become knowledge, it's not the first learning. Where your first learning, you must contemplate, reflect, inquire. Then reflect on your life experience. Understand now? Then you recall what is birth. Understand? The whole process. Then what is all the reality? When things don't go your way, separation. But these are reality that happen. When your children don't listen to you, how? You wo song, you know? Then separation, you experience before, yeah, the fear of losing your loved one, your possession. You know? So reflect into it, then all this, no need to remember. Understand? Not? So you're lucky, clean slate. You will progress very fast. What you should do, you go back now. You listen to the recording again, slowly. Then read the Heart Sutta again. Understand? You know what Auntie Song said? He last time don't like meditation. Don't like to come for retreat. This retreat, he said, he learned a lot. She full of joy. He keep on thanking me. He said, but you will do. Look at Chet Aho. He said, oh, but my tongue now, he held it. Look, oh, my God, I'm going. The five aggregate, all of it. So now she knows how she functions as a human being, as a physical body with the consciousness. Then what can your mind do? I can feel. Easy to understand, huh? What can your mind do? You can feel that. Huh, Tracy? You can feel. What else can you do? You can perceive it. Otherwise, how you know my voice? How you know it's a Buddha Rupa? How you know KC is your husband? You perceive it through memory there. That is what your mind can do. And that is the aggregate of mind. Then what else you do? Every day you do what? You think a lot, isn't it? That is sankara. Then you worry, you fear. Then? don't worry. That one later. Once you understand this step by step, just now I already explained the five mental hindrance. I just said, then someone asked me how not to think. Need to write it down for you. No need. Don't worry. It's in the book.
Okay.
No. But you are new. That's why I say you have a lot of potential. It's a blessing in disguise. You didn't read. Didn't read means clean slate. Wait. Clean slate means what? No. Yeah, correct. No. He don't understand slate. SLATE.
I don't understand.
白紙. White piece of paper. Clean. No contamination. Understand? No knowledge. No what they call all the views, opinion, and condition about meditation. Understand? Like that, very easy to learn. So, Ingbi also know, clean slate means what? You got a sponge, understand? That can absorb anything that is told to you, understand? Because that sponge is dry, understand? Clean slate. If not a clean slate, that sponge is tinted and already moist and maybe last, I'm going to see that, understand? All sorts of knowledge inside there. So, how to absorb? Like the Zen. The cup is full. Understand? We have all the rubbish inside there. The slate is full of knowledge. Understand? It's full of all the belief system, conditioning, and all the theory that you learn. But you never develop the real teaching. So when the cup is full, I try to teach you new things, pour into your cup. What happened? overflow lah, understand or not? But to you, it's so new, so alien. What is all this? Monk also never teach, understand or not? Huh? Never heard before. Huh? You know what happened when I try to teach them to go to the hut? You ask MB, they will know. All the Theravada, kena scolding by the monk. No? When you meditate, you go to the hut, I think Chi Wei will know. The monk scold you, no? Why go to the hut? Understand or not? So, this is what is happening. That's why I don't want to come out and teach last time. You know, when I say it's contradictory, and people don't understand. Okay, the last one. What else can you do? Your mind.
Do what?
You can feel, you can perceive, you can think and become emotional. What else can your mind do? I give you a hint. How do you know the world?
Know what?
How do you know the world? How do you know what is happening? Listen, don't worry. Clean slate, very easy. Listen. This will go in. How do you know the Buddha Rupa? Huh? The Buddha image, how do you know? Through your?
Through sight.
Sight lah, means seeing consciousness lah, understand or not? You are capable of being conscious, understand or not? That is the fourth aggregate. Conscious of what? What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and what you tactilely feel and think. That is how you function as a human being. That is how you know the world, understand or not? Perceive the world. That's how you can interact with the world because of your senses. Understand? And this is the most important fact and understanding that you must have as self-knowledge. Understand? But because yours is clean state, you never hear all this before, that's why you got trouble answering me, because your senses operate and do all these things for you without you knowing that you have senses. Understand? Now you knock your head, maybe this one will go in. Understand? Don't worry, you will catch up and overtake KC in no time, I tell you. Sure, you must have three things. Now that three things. Faith is one of the spiritual faculty. Sincerity is a virtue. Then persevere is like virya. But virya is spiritual zeal to drive you. Okay? Then the second one is virya. Third one is develop mindfulness, awareness, heedfulness. The third spiritual faculty. Too much knowledge cannot go in. Never mind, go back and slowly read.
Okay, thank you, Brother
Bill. Sadhu, sadhu. Really, you don't believe me, you give her time. And if she continues to attend the class or listen to the recording enough, she will overtake AC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. First timer, and then the second day, she followed me for the Mahayana chanting. I wake up every day, 5 o'clock.
Yes, make Uyen one, understand? The only thing is the bohi mai goti kun, understand? The bohi mai goti kun, but the moment you chair, I tell you, wow, miracle. Really? Knowledge bind, you remember that? Suo zi zang. Know so much for what? Listen attentively, understand, don't try to know. Knowing is knowledge, understand? Listen attentively, understand. The moment you understand, you become wise. Understand? It's not knowledge anymore. Okay? This one, not bad.
Sadhu.
The condition for this to come out, no? And this one, I said, nobody expect. Well, I thought everybody who come, at least got some basic. Understand? But this one really good. No? Clean. No? Putih-putih, no? The whole piece of paper. The sponge, dry, no? Ever willing to absorb. But because Bohi might not wake up yet, understand? That's why cannot, a lot of things cannot. But never mind. Because there could be some coming obstruction. Because you remember that monk, the Buddha tried to teach, his coming obstruction, he cannot even remember one stanza. Just like this one, 5 words. The moment the Buddha say, he cannot remember already. Understand? And he become arahant. You know what the Buddha do or not? Give him a white cloth. ask him to go and clean. Go and polish and clean it out. Then he realized that the more he polished, the white cloth becomes dirty. Then suddenly, he awakened. He became an arahant. You know why? He said, my mind also like that. When I polish, means what? I entangle myself with the world. That's why it becomes dirty, understand or not? Contaminated. Then he realized, hey, same analogy. He like that wake up, no need to meditate. And arahant. That's why clean slate, very powerful one. Okay?
Very few?
Yeah.
I share something very few. Give some feedback to Sister Tracy. For example, my mom, last month, she was, because for the whole month of us, my mom, every week, weekly, once or twice, she will go to Brahma Vihara to do offering to 22 monks, for the whole month of us. So one day on the way back, that time, Danny was not driving. Danny, most of you know, he's a good chanter. So I was driving, Danny was sitting at the back, my mom was just in front. So my mom, suddenly, she won't talk to me about Dharma, because maybe there's this karmic construction between us. But suddenly in the car, she asked, Danny, that day, last Friday, because now our local, every Friday, they have this metta circle where they meditate together. I will not join because it's that thought-based meditation. So she came and she in the car out of nowhere. She said, Danny, I want to ask you, last week I'm very shy to report, but actually, suddenly I felt so silent, you know.
Wow.
So, because beside our center, there's this mechanic. So at night, usually he will hammer, do some hammering, and ding, dong, 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 dong. The outside noise
doesn't affect her.
This is so silent. Then Danny was saying, you must search. So what is it about? this white slab has become Brahma. I made an expression that this white slab, hopefully, if Kuan Yin is resting, please come to the right. Don't go and dirty person. So really, a white slab is very important, brother Teo. So for my mom, is she always when anything happens, she would think charm, her charm is like a mantra idea. For me, it's like, okay. These are small marks, tendency of the mind. But what Brother Teo meaning about a clean slab, quite A4 paper, a white A4 paper is you have not really entangled yourself with any knowledge base training to do something with using thought. Once you are in there, you want to U-turn, it takes
very
energy.
Difficult. That's why this retreat, the mother full of joy, keep on coming to me and tell me, brother, thank you. I learned a lot. Because clean slate, the sponge can absorb another. And he liked this Dhamma related to her life experience. She can actually relate it. That's why this type of people, Tracy, you also like that actually. But Parami maybe bukau lah. I hodana. I really chia one of that one. Pamasuri house. You remember? Janta?
Yes, sir.
You requested together with Pamasuri. I said, oh problem. I said, Auntie Song, every time he Malacca, Chu Ho Chia, a lot of joy and very kind, very generous. Then I know got Parami. Then sometimes, ask Yanta to bring a lot of things to my house. He said, my mother, Chu Wan. It's I, why suka sambal? Petai. Petai. Then, why suka jia sotong? So, all this, without them knowing, fatal already, understand? So, because of that, it changed so fast. Yanta keep on telling me, oh, Virgil, I really full of joy. My mother, because the way just now he expressed, accept means what? Free. Means acceptance is freeing your mind from attachment, entanglement, from holding on and remembering it. So that is a beautiful understanding. And she saw, no need to tell people, accept, finish. Then the life become beautiful. Then money come to her. Understand? Or not? You remember the 200,000 and all say? Because generosity, pardon me. The tapai help out dana one. Chia lang jia mi ka liao lang ho. Understand? Or not? To practice Dhamma, you must have parami, virtue, kindness, generosity. Because the power factor that brings her so far is what? Right? Right living, understand or? Right living, understand or? Because of the virtue and also affinity. That's why meant to be, she come. Not supposed to come. So after this, she also very different. But she faster than you are. You got some coming obsession. But don't worry, take your time. You will become beautiful when you understand. Because starting, you like me, you know, standard one last in the class, all zero. You li abo kiu, like I cannot understand the English, understand? And your English not so good, I believe. Because the words late also you don't understand. Like my wife, the English not so good, but she learned. Then now she dare to speak and share in English. So you have your affinity, otherwise you won't be here. And sit almost 7 days already, coming to 8 already. You know. And you didn't go and sleep or walk around. You know. I saw you actually quite miserable because not much thing going. But luckily, I ate in some humor. Correct, huh? Some humor. She cannot understand what is humor. Humor means Zolu Lang Hua Yi, understand?
Every night I was doing the video with Jin Hao, she is here bowing.
That parami jabi liao. Bowing is a reverential salutation, no. Because of your faith, that's why automatically gong gong jati gong. Understand? The more you bow, the affinity, I tell you, all these great beings, they come and visit you also, you don't know. They come and see you also, you don't know. They come and help you to develop the understanding. So your time will come. Understand? Tracy? Sadhu, Sadhu. Very good. Luckily she asked. If you dare not ask, shy means what? Chakakia. My daughter also knows. Who is shy? The thought is shy. Then kena con again. That's a security. So very good. Thank you so much for providing the condition for us to actually share this. Yeah, this one will help a lot of newcomers. The big contrast is anti-song, less coming obstruction. But you got parami. Otherwise you won't be here. You won't be bowing. You won't be listening. So the time will come. Okay? Thank you. Sadhu. Okay, we better go on, otherwise we won't finish.
Note, the pitfall of thought-based meditation is one is limited by the instrument that one uses to develop the meditation, hence their inability to realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought and beyond mind. One needs to inquire deeply to find out for oneself, who is the meditator? If it is the thought which is actively doing all the noting, labeling, chattering, and trying to describe the Dhamma and trying to develop the meditation, then that is not the silent mind. The real Dhamma can only be realized when you are truly silent.
So all these are pointer. When you read through, you will develop the understanding. Okay, next one.
6.5. Using the silent mind, Samasati. When your mind is silent without any thought, you will understand everything that is going on within your five mental aggregates of form and mind, and you will awaken to the three characteristics of Anicca, Dukkha and Anatta. You will understand how upon contact consciousness comes to be. Then how within the content of consciousness, you will see how your mind stirs after you input your mental intention, born of your wrong view. Then how upon contact, the seven universals which are common to all consciousness arise simultaneously. The feeling part, you will feel it clearly and you will understand how upon contact feeling arises. But because you don't have wisdom or you lack yoniso manasikara, wise attention, at the moment of sense experience, feeling will be immediately conditioned into craving. Hence, without wisdom or yoniso manasikara, you cannot cut at feeling. You will see all this within your meditation, and that is the real direct seeing. That is how you will come to understand clearly that this conditioned arising mind, the stirring of the mind and the reactive mind are not your true mind. They arise because of your wrong view. Then the Four Noble Truths, one by one, you will come to understand them. You will come to understand the realities of life and existence, what is suffering and the cause behind its arising, the seven universal mental factors, sabba citta sadharana cetasika, are common sadharana to all consciousness, sabba citta, sabbe citta. They perform the most rudimentary and essential cognitive functions, without which consciousness of an object would be impossible. There are 1. Pasa, contact, 2. Vedana, feeling, 3. Sanya, perception, 4. Cetana, volition, mental intention or formation, 5. Ekagata, one-pointedness, 6. Jivitindriya, life faculty, and 7. Manasikara, attention. 6.6. There are 5 ways to overcome unwholesome thoughts.
Okay, this one we've gone through already, we skip. Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. Then, think of the danger or consequence of holding on to that wrong thought. Then, third way is awareness. Silent, be with it, aware. See how it sees. Then you develop the understanding. Then the fourth way is trace the origination factor. Or clearly explain that. Go back and read. Then the last one is, of course, nothing to do with the Dhamma. The Buddha said, if you cannot apply the first four that he has taught you, he also don't know what to do with you. So he asked you to, with teeth clenched and tongue pressed against the palate, one should, with one's mind restrained, root out this unwholesome thought, and in doing so, this evil root and unwholesome thought of greed, hatred and delusion will dissolve, and the mind will inwardly become settled and calm, composed and concentrated. So sheer determination, we have a strong willpower to abandon the unwholesome thought. So this one is, you cultivate yourself. If you are serious about life, you must abandon. You abandon. How you do it? Even go and clench your teeth, kareo gaikin, you know what is that? Ngao ngakan, also have to endure, understand? Like they want to do an operation, last time no anesthesia. How? They give you a cloth, bite, understand? That's our determination. Okay? Good. Next one, Dhammapada verse 153 and 4. Okay, this one you read through. Tell me, pass on.
Oh, page 250.
Appendix 7.
Okay. Page 250, appendix 7. The house builder, Dhammapada 153 to 154. Dhammapada 153 to 154. Seeking but not finding the house builder, I traveled through many rounds of countless births. The middle column. Detailed explanation, the Bodhisattva then had cultivated through countless lifetimes in search for the house builder.
Means the Buddha want to know how he take birth, understand now. Who is the one that built this form and mind for him to come? Okay? So that Bodhisattva is Sakyamuni Buddha before he become the Buddha. Then continue.
Then the second row. Oh, painful is birth ever again and again. Then the second column. Repeated birth leads to endless suffering or dukkha. Then the third row. House means the five aggregates of form and mind. The fourth row, builder, craving that condition becoming and birth, which propel beings to tumble through samsara mindlessly and heedlessly. Then you have now been seen, means via direct seeing of its condition arising nature. Then you shall not build the house again, means craving will not condition future rebirth, since it has been completely abandoned. So the third column, essential dharma and notes, this involves the four noble truths, five aggregates of clinging, dependent origination, three evil roots, law of karma, five spiritual faculties, five hindrances of the mind. Then the next one is your rafter, that means all mental defilements, kilesa, have been broken down, means via perfection of virtue and purification of the mind to arise the appropriate right thought, action and speeches. Next, your rich pole means ignorance, avijja, the first in the 12 links. Then it's demolished too, but means via perfection of wisdom completely rooting out ignorance. So the third column means aspirations to root out ignorance and defilements are included in our personal puja and aspiration. Then, my mind has now attained the unformed or unconditioned nirvana. Means nirvana realized, ending of all craving and ignorance. So, also in the puja and aspiration.
No, no, the nirvana one continue over the other side.
Sorry, I read again. My mind, the first column, last one. My mind has now attained the unformed or unconditioned nirvana and reached the end of every kind of craving. Means nirvana realized, ending of all craving and ignorance. So the third column is also in our puja and aspiration. To strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Two, to diligently cultivate sila, samadhi and panya, leading to the ultimate liberation, the born free nibbana.
So this third column is the essential dharma and notes that you need to refer to develop it. This appendix 7, the house builder, actually is in our chanting book. The Payan of Joy, understand? So this one is after Sakyamuni Buddha, that life become enlightened, then he come out with this poem of P-E-O-N, Payan. I don't know how you pronounce that. What page is it?
11.
11, it's the same. Okay. The last one, Avijja Sutta. Okay, this one is in our website. This one no need to read. I can rattle it out to you. I don't need to look at it also. So basically, Avijja Sutta is very important. It explains clearly the importance of having two Dhamma friends as Kayamita, means Dhamma friends, to realize the enlightenment. So according to the Buddha, having noble friend as Kayamita is one of the prerequisites to become an Arya or an enlightened being. It also talks about factors that will influence ignorance. To be free from ignorance is one of our main tasks in cultivation. Then having Dhamma friend or spiritual friend or noble friend, bracket Kayamita, is a prerequisite for the task. Hence, the importance of Kayamitaship. That's why I set up the grouping as Kayamitaship. Brother Theos Kayamitas. There are two sequences discussed in the sutta. Each of the factors in both sequences has its own nutriment. And the first sequence is the ignorance sequence, how you fall from ignorance You see, the one that immediately responsible is what? The nutriment for ignorant avijja is? The five mental hindrance, understand or not? You some more gong, go and allow it to actually condition you into negativity and prevent you, hinders you from entering the meditative state. So to meditate, you must know this. Then cultivate the opposite five. Then learn the awareness-based meditation or decondition your heedless thinking by using the mind supreme method. Then only this one function. Then after that, once the five mental hindrance is already responsible, you know, and the new treatment for this five mental hindrance is what? You have the three way of bad conduct. Means wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, is that not? And the new treatment for this wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action is what? You don't have mindfulness to restrain your senses, understand now? And why you don't have mindfulness to restrain your senses? Because you lack mindfulness and clear comprehension. Understand now? And why you lack? Because the new treatment is you don't have wisdom, right view, you got unwise attention. Ayoniso manasikara instead of yoniso manasikara. And why you are in that state, like the wise attention, is because you don't have confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, the triple jack. Then why you don't have confidence? You never listen to the Dhamma, Adesana. Then why you never listen to the Dhamma? No Dhamma friend, Adesana. So, avijja cycle, the cycle of ignorance, this is how you fall. And the new treatment starts with the five mental hindrance. That's why you think a lot. Understand? When I first met my teacher, Ajayendra, he was giving a talk in Brickfield Temple. I was full of joy when he told everybody, do you know Putujana, you are living being? He said, you all think a lot. The moment he said that, I full of joy and said that. Well, when I trying to be mindful, I know, I can't be, can be mindful throughout the day, 24 hours, for 5 minutes. So I full of joy. Then I continue to listen. So why you think a lot? Mental hindrance. Then you keep reset, the three way of wrong conduct. You simply live your life heedless. And because lack of sense restraint, you don't have mindfulness and clear comprehension. And why? Because you don't have the what they call the wise attention. Wise attention you don't have. So because you don't have wise attention, you don't have faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And because you didn't listen to the true Dhamma, that's why it affects you. So finally, the cycle finally bring you to the understanding that you don't have Dhamma friends. So now you have Dhamma friend, what is the cycle? Enlightenment cycle. No need to fall into the avijja cycle, understand? You stay there not enough. Still want to stay there? Avijja cycle. Want or not? You don't want means what? Look at the 10th step of the enlightenment factor, understand? A cycle. The enlightenment cycle is what? The first one is what? Kaya mita, you have Dhamma friend, you got or not? Then constantly listening to the Dhamma, step two. You got or not? So good. The third one, faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Got or not? Adakah? Then fourth one? You got do first turning or not? Listening. Then reflect, contemplate, second turning. Understand or not? Then now meditate. Awareness based meditation, third turning. So, you will develop what? No. The third one is? The initial wisdom. Understand? not sati, initial wisdom. Wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Because the second turning, wisdom. So once you have that, then you have space within thought. You remember? The initial wisdom prompts you at the moment of sense experience. So you don't stir and react to create the first two mental hindrance. Then nothing hinders your mind. That's why you got more and more space within thought. And then you can cultivate mindfulness in daily life. Then you can develop mindfulness and clear comprehension as well. Once you have mindfulness and clear comprehension, you are hooked. When you are so mindful and you have clear comprehension, you have initial wisdom, what happens? You can keep your precept, isn't it? Sense restraint is automatic, isn't it? That is step six. Then after you have that, you will be able to arise what? The three types of right conduct. Because sense restraint, you are incapable of evil. So whatever you arise is what? Huh? All the wholesome three types of right conduct, isn't it? Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, isn't it? That's like step seven. By the time you're six and seven, at least you sotapan or sakadagami. So difficult. Is it difficult? Definitely no lah, understand no? This one not yet go into Satipatthana Sutta no. Step 8 only the difficult one no. So, but then you are safe already, understand? Then you make the Bodhisattva vow, why worry about whether you become Arahant or not? You become Arahant too early also dangerous. You may not take the Bodhisattva way, understand? Enough lah, sainthood. Then strive on with heedfulness and stabilize your Bodhisattva vow. Then when you have planted the seed of Bodhi, that way will be open to you because you do it with understanding. You have faith. You persevere. You will walk the path. Understand? So, finish. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. The note is very important. Again, you can see association with good Dhamma friends or spiritual friends or Kayamita is a prerequisite needed to arrive at the path that ends in true knowledge and vision. The 10th step. Vijja, enlightenment. This is the reason why the Buddha clearly instructs us. We are saying to Venerable Ananda, having Dhamma friends, spiritual friends, noble friends, noble friend means Kayamita that has the Dhamma, is 100% of the holy life. No, you somehow don't want to follow. Hence, developing and promoting true Kayamita here among Buddhists within the Buddhist community is most important. I deliver a talk in SJBA. Your chief asked me how to unite all this Buddhist society. That was very good. You want to listen to the video, the audio file. So now you know why I set up the Kayamita grouping. You understand or not? Because I saw this is the one. What for you want to register society and all those things? We Kayamita, no authority, we share, understand or not? Then not so much protocol, understand or not? If I'm monk, how? A lot of things you cannot do, no, understand or not? You cannot alone, one lady sit here underneath the roof, talk to me, you know, you understand? Now, a lot of ladies also no problem, understand? You understand? Because the monk, they got their patimokkha, 227, no. A lot of restrictions, understand? But those who go this way, they know why. Because this way, this lineage, the ceremony set up, supposed to extend or prolong the sasana. It's supposed to last longer, 5,000 years. Because all the model that Sakyamuni as a Sammasambuddha looked back, he realized this lineage is the longest for the sasana. But it depends. Different Sammasambuddha are different. Like, if you go by faith, Amitabha, actually that one, whether sasana long or short or God or not, not important. Because he got pure land, understand? You understand? He got pure land, training ground, forever, understand? Sasana, 5,000 years and now. No need, pure land, eternal. So different, Sabhasambuddha different. Understand? Okay, finish.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Okay, the other table, Appendix 9, the three turning of the four noble truths, go back and read it out. It's a more detailed explanation of just now what we have gone through, the three turning of the four noble truths. Okay, no more. First time we finish ahead of time. Day 7, Gauti. You all should rejoice, actually. So tomorrow we got more time. We don't have to rush. So I may go through this book. What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? But I only go through the summary part, the short note at the back. Enough already. But this is the latest book. And when you understand this, you know the difference between consciousness and awareness, then you know how to meditate. You know what is consciousness and awareness now. Consciousness means what? The five aggregate form of mind, the mundane mind, understand? Your senses make you conscious. So how you become conscious of the world? How you interact with all? Through consciousness. That's why this one, the mundane mind, seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell consciousness, taste, tactile and thought consciousness. And this is consciousness. Awareness has got nothing to do with the senses, understand? Awareness means you go back here. Your true mind. This is the one that responsible for the arising of this consciousness. Understand? That's why the Buddha said, the mundane mind, mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arise, all the mind-right creation arise. But how does this mind come about? From spacious awareness, the pure awareness nature, you go and focus because you got the aggregate of perception now. When you focus, you shrink the whole of the spacious awareness into a small area. That's why thought become limited. Then you input the content. Then you only know and preoccupy all the thinking inside there, the content of consciousness. Whatever outside, you cannot be aware. That's why it's limited. Then it has big problem to condition coming. Why? Thought divide. Understand now? Divide through what? Through words, through concept, through ideology. Then create conflict, misunderstanding. That's how all the karmic come about. Then the three evil roots, the greed, hatred, and delusion. So the danger of thought is it has this power to divide and cause confusion, affliction, conflict. That thought is also limited within the field of thought, cannot go beyond thought. So see it clearly and wake up and don't stay there, understand? Especially before you have the Dhamma. That's why if you're always at the forehead, very dangerous. But that is the only instrument most people know, understand? That's why when you come to hear the awareness develop wisdom, this one, mundane mind, is for scientific knowledge, technological, understand? This one is knowledge. Understand? This one is spiritual teaching, wisdom, awakening to free this fellow. Once this fellow free, this one become wonderful. Understand? Existence become wonderful. So make this understanding stable. Reflect, contemplate. Go back, draw the circle yourself. You close the book and can draw and put in everything, you're very good at it. Understand? At least your understanding is stable already. But please don't cheat. You know how you cheat. Memorize. Understand? Memorize. Because you memorize, every time you draw this circle, you go to the memory. What was it? PA. Personal assistant. At least this short form, you memorize PA, you know, pure awareness. Understand? Then this one, mundane mind. Understand? Five degree of formula. Difficult, man. If you see it, no need to remember. That's why I never look at the book and draw all this out. Understand? You understand? Once you understand, no need to remember. Like I say, the spiritual program. But I develop it out. Understand? And I use it to develop the wisdom. That's why the five spiritual faculty, I no need to remember. But I say the mental hindrance, sometimes I need to remember. Why? 30, 40 years, 30 over years don't have already, understand? But I can recollect, understand? Last time when I start that time, then the understanding of the Dhamma is there. The sensual desire and ill will, these are the ones that stir your mind, understand? These are the ones that make you reactive, understand? That condition you into negative. And you will see it on. Because that one was 1989, you know. 30 old years old. You think can remember through memory? I won't, understand? But you know, the teaching is there and easy to relate. Once I read the hindrance, I know what the hell they are already. Understand? So, understanding is more important than knowledge. Okay? Okay, good. Another 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. So you better ask questions, okay? Open up for meditation reporting or Q&A. Then like this morning, together with Sui and a few Karyamita, the sharing was so good, yeah? That's why now open the floor. Who want to start? Everybody look down on the floor. Dare not look at me, because I scared I point hand. Cannot. Amy, very good.
Good evening, Bhatio, Mr. Steele, and all Kalyanamitas. Today we are quite rushing from Appendix 3. Very, very long, the Appendix 3. I feel like those words like very, how to say, very burdensome. I feel like the heart inside is wearing it,
I know, I know.
I don't want to look at the words.
Yeah, no need.
I don't want to look at the
You listen to the vibration, the vibration, especially when I explain, the vibration is different. But I let them read because my throat will go cuckoo, after 2 days if I continue to read, understand? That's why I very appreciative, you should thank them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. PG, Tammy, Manjuan. So, a big thank you. We rejoice. Thank you so much. So these are the contribution from Kalyanamitta. Then also thank Alicia, Song, they all, and even Pamasri. Prepare the drink for me, Then my wife also, every time ask me, you need this or not, you need that or not. Because they care.
They also prepared things for Velajinha and Sister
Sui. That's why I say, you know why her cable so big or not? My wife. She do her duty very well, understand? And right duty is right Dhamma, my teacher told me. Who want to write? Right duty is right Dhamma. Right Dhamma. Sui, right? Joey, tall enough. You are the right candidate. And now she can understand. Because she go and study my Heart Sutta book and all those things. Very good, Joey. And he listened to my sharing. Right duty is
right
Dhamma. Why? When you become enlightened, Arya, you got four requisite, unique quality. The Buddha say, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha, they got what type of conduct? First one is good conduct, right conduct, wise conduct. Last one?
Dutiful
conduct. Means you do your duty because the law of karma is real within the existential world and it recognizes relationship. So you do your duty well means you have Dhamma, understand or not? If you don't have Dhamma, you think you know how to do your duty. You complain already, You argue with your husband and tell your husband, oh, you think I ask a boy, everything also do for you. Yeah? How? Huh? Tracy Lau, huh? Never mind, huh? Not talking about you. But sometimes they do under stress, pressure, they actually can react or no. But most of them have love, motherly love, willing to sacrifice, willing to do. But you must understand, no, they are also human beings, no. Tissue and cell with emotion, no. So if you have the understanding, if you are sensitive, you can understand them, then you should actually give some word of encouragement, gratitude, respect. That's why every time I will tell her, thank you so much, Tabo, comes here. Because she do all those things. Then I always praise her. I say, you do your duty very well. You are sweet as a mother, she, as a teacher. She raised the two kids very well. Understand? And sacrifice for them. And do a lot. They take care of me so well. Understand? Then never complain when I spend time with Kayamita. Especially in the early days, my first batch, 70 to 80% is ladies, and out of that, 80% not married, but no jealousy, nothing. She was very friendly with them, and they all like her. That's why they always want to celebrate Mrs. Teo's birthday and all that. I say, why not? People have gratitude towards you, understand? He said, don't want to ma'afan people, understand? But when you have the understanding, when there is condition, let people rejoice and do all this, why not? Like the gathering of Kaimita. You think because of my birthday I allow it? No! I say, if it can be an occasion for joy, wholesomeness, and sharing, why not? Fellowship and all things. Well, that is what Kayamitaship is all about. We walk the path of Dhamma. We actually motivate, counsel, then help out and develop all the Kayamitaship so that we are a force to be reckoned. Understand? So all these are very important. Then we have love, we have gratitude, we have contentment, we actually appreciate a lot of things, understand? Then we rejoice, then we contribute, our turn to help, our turn to do. So because of all this, I say, okay, together call it a gathering of Kayamita. So do you know on that day how much wholesomeness? Everybody is so happy, the interaction, the fellowship, the makan, the joy, the sharing of what they call life experiences on that day. Then get to know new things, understand? Activity of that. Then new book also receive, understand? Then I also share the Dhamma, understand? Then everybody have that joy. This is fellowship. If Kayamita don't have fellowship, how to motivate, counsel, help, encourage, and do all those things? That's why all this is meant to be understanding that Kayamita should have. You look at the attribute for Kayamita, go to the website, I wrote them all there. What are your attributes you're supposed to have? And these are all very beautiful. And you think easy to set up this one? Before I come out and share. Because of my understanding, that's why all these are in place. Last time, people don't know why I call it Kayamita, I set the three conditions. You understand? So now you understand why I do it, because of the teaching. The Buddha said this is prerequisite. That's why I just set up Dhamma Friend. Then the three conditions is so good. Protect us from getting into unnecessary misunderstanding, argument, and unhappy, the word is what? Not unhappy. Unnecessary misunderstanding. Okay? So this is how, when you have the understanding, you can actually look very far into the future. No? Because you will know what creates conflict, suffering, argument, misunderstanding. It's mainly the ego, understand? Mm. When you have the ego, all this is gone. But when you are Kayamita, everybody is so happy, you know. There is no such thing. Wow, this one, 大师兄, 二师兄, senior, and all things, understand? Everyone is Kayamita. Place is new, clean slate, no problem. Good Kayamita, understand? We are clean slate and learn faster. Then we learn all this sharing through what? Through our sincerity, our faith, understand? Then everything we do within this retreat, I tell you the wholesomeness, before I start, I already told you, you can never imagine how much wholesomeness. Every moment, the 10 meritorious action you do, that all the faith, all the understanding, the gift of truth, gift of Dhamma, you think money can buy? Cannot buy, understand? And all this, if you can silence your mind and develop the ability to have the pure awareness, one moment of pure thought, do you know what is that? That is true merit, law. Bodhidharma say, means limitless, law. You even, you pay respect to Arya or the thing, what did the Buddha say? They are a field of? What is the word he used? The field of limitless merits and wholesomeness, understand? No? And these are only Arya, no? Understand? No? What more if you learn from all these unique things, understand? No? Then you have the affinity and condition to learn this type of what they call Mahayana teaching, to go this way, understand? No? So beautiful, so extensive, and so wonderful. You think this one, easy to come by? You pay money also cannot get, understand? That's why the retreat before we start, Pama Sui came to me. Fa Chan Sifu said, limit to 30, whatever. Then later on, somehow we managed to get 40. But then I told Pama Sui, just let things be. We take in about 30 first, then we keep for the rest. Like, we haven't opened to Kayamita. So those who have joined us before, serious and have the faith, we open to them. Then they register. Understand? Then later on, when I at the gathering and coming, I announce. That's why Dr. J, the mother, Joey, they managed to come. Understand? Then Sui An helped Casey and Tracy. Yeah, you also want to come. Then Sui An called me. Tell me your name. I say, sorry, I cannot remember. Oh, he said, Subang one. Oh, I said, Subang one, okay. Attend my Thursday class before. Huh? Correct, huh? So, thanks, Sui An. Quickly. Actually, he's responsible for bringing a lot of chronic problem people. But he very good. After he learned, those he can solve one, he don't trouble me. He chikek out it. Understand? Oh, like in US there he tried to help, then in Malaysia also try to help. Well, basically he know how I share and teach and help people out. The three things only, correct or not? The Dhamma way, ask for forgiveness, repent, then vow not to do it, then follow advice of Buddha, cultivate, invoke power for it. Understand? But if you don't have the understanding, everyone come, one size fit all, cannot, but he try, he will learn, understand? Then entangle the time, send to me. So this is how you develop understanding and learn, okay? Who else? After MB, oh, do you finish? You haven't finished your sharing?
Finish already. Finish. Actually, because it's like burdensome, a lot of words. So
I know, because your mind is going through that phase,
yeah,
where you want to stay inside, understand?
Yeah.
Because all those words to you is not important. The moment you understand the Dhamma, you will understand what I say. Because Krishnamurti use different words, understand? So if you were to read that, it's not easy. But luckily, Song very patient. At one macha, you read don't know how many times. Because the joy. Every time he read, the clarity come out. You know why he read? The last statement of the appendix. What did I write? Anyone who can understand this code, their mind will what? Page 237, last sentence. Read together.
Anyone who can understand this code,
their mind
will transform
very fast. You think Song sacrificed for nothing? He saw this statement, understand? Then he told me, Virtue, your appendix 3 is fantastic. Understand now? That's why you don't pay attention to what I write. Everything is direct. Hitting the nail on the head one, understand? And very penetrative one. Okay? Yeah. Anything else?
Easier to listen like
correct, correct.
Listen from the heart.
Yes.
Whatever
easier. The vibration will go in. Then if you develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma that I share, then develop the awareness-based meditation stability. Later on, you will understand all this teaching yourself. Technically, you don't need teacher already. Understand? But what I do is, I speed up your understanding by explaining to you and share with you how I contemplated, reflect, and came out with the understanding to transcend all this duality and at the same time to actually enable you to develop the wisdom to see things as they are and explain all this, then you no longer have the problem now. This is like I say, the world is the world. Condition of that, things is like that. That one is not in the Theravada teaching, understand? People are just the way they are, understand? Deluded people do deluded. So with this type of wisdom, the Dhamma understanding, you can accept them for what they are, understand? You can accept the world, whatever condition, whatever situation, for what they are. So acceptance frees the mind, understand now? You no need to worry about it, no need to like attach to it, grasp to it, hold on to it, and create all the unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So acceptance via wisdom, that's why retrospectively reverse the understanding so that you can apply it in the future when you see something or the sense experience, see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or tactile feel something, or think of something, you no longer stir. Where you have this wisdom, the world is the world, people are just the way they are. So the whole of the world, together with the living being, is what you need to know that. Because the world includes all living beings, understand? But we need to include living beings where you have relationship with a lot of human beings, understand? You interact with a lot of human beings and living beings. So if you don't add that one in, the world is the world, how can you understand? True or not? It's a living being is the most difficult to come to term, understand? To have the acceptance or to be at peace. They used to say what? Spouse also argue, understand? No, ang bo bang kong wei lai, understand? So your relationship with others you think so easy. When you have attachment, worse, understand? Your relationship with your children, if you don't have Dhamma, you think easier. You cannot respect them for what they are, their life, let them decide. I tell you, a lot of misunderstanding, conflict, misery, to the extent that they don't want to stay with you, they walk out of the house. Understand? Then unnecessary, what they call that misunderstanding that created the deep-rooted anger in the sun. Because they will think what now? My life, you want to control me. You think I still 15 years old, 16 years old, 17 years old. Then sometimes they say, hey, I got girlfriend already. You still want to control me. Because being parent, you know what parent is? Concern. But in the name of concern, it doesn't give you the right to control them, no. You understand, no? You want to care, you care. Love. My teacher, Acharya Yantra, very good, no? You can love. You can care. But don't what? Don't attach. So the reality is there. When they grow sick, get old, die, or whatever mishap, they have their karma. They are born of their karma. The affinity is just there. You see that from my mind, not so real, not what you think. Understand? No? I think the Mahayana or Buddhists, I got one saying, no? I think Padmasuri will know. How you become, you take birth into this parent and how they become your children, is the affinity, understand? The karmic link, understand? The yanfen and all those things. So you are not here by chance. You are not having family, husband, children by chance. When you understand this, then you know you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned, and you are what before our karma. Because of what you did, you become the victim, and you have parents who is like that. So, Xuanhua said, if you want to know your past, your karma, you look at your life now, understand? You want to know what have you been when you are parent, you look at how your parents treat you, understand? You understand now? Then you want to know whether you are lucky or not, you look at how your family unit is, understand now? Whether there is harmony, understanding, parent willing to sacrifice, willing to advise, counsel, and give you the freedom of choice to live your life. A third one is Dhamma family, understand? They're very beautiful, understand? Otherwise, you through your what? Your own kiasu quality. You know what kiasu quality? Your neighbor, the son, go ballet, you also send ballet. Understand? Then they learn what? Special thing is what? Piano or whatever, you also send. Then you force them to play the instrument that they don't like. Then end up what? You must have mindfulness and awareness to observe their talent. Then support them. If that is not what they want, let them decide their life. You advise. Understand? When you go to school, what suppose you supposed to do? Like I advise Sui and my son. Observe, understand? Learn the language, learn the science, learn whatever that you have love and passion for. Then from there, you actually develop a lot of understanding. Because no need to put pressure on that, hey, you must work hard, you must study hard, you must score straight A's. Why? I be no, understand? Oh, my children straight A student, no? Your children how? So all this is what society is. So when you understand, you have this Dhamma, then you will know how to bring up in accordance. And whose teaching is that? Sigalawada Sutta, understand? The Buddha teach, your duty. But that one, during the Buddha's time, they say you have to arrange for their marriage and all those things, understand? Then in return, as children, they need to support parents, So these are all the good advice, understand? At that time, marriage is very normal, understand? So arrange for their marriage actually is very important, significant. But if they choose not to marry, why you want to go and arrange, understand? You know, some of them tell me, what? Ibrahim, this one my duty, you know, Buddha say, you know. Ayo. I say, Buddha say, ask you to commit suicide, you go lah. What did the Buddha say? The heedless are as if dead. Understand? You follow or not? You didn't follow, understand or not? You say, later lah, wait till I got more time lah. I attend the retreat lah. Then I cultivate lah. So all this is not what reality is. Okay, anybody else? What time already? Oh,
9 o'clock. Okay. So, I would like to say, page 246. Important advice to meditators. This one is very, very strike me also.
Yes.
Very good advice.
Yes. Very concise and very important. Sadhu.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Sadhu. Okay. We have to stop because 9 o'clock already, and I promise you all. Ask me to remember transfer merits to Miss Lee by invoking power of marriage. Yeah. She did a lot of wholesome things. When she invited me over, she was very sincere. Actually, she came to me that time. I think Han's friend, Chris, they happened to, by accident, get to know Miss Lee. Then this Chris, quite wise, he sensed that Miss Lee, after the master Poyan Zhang Lao passed away, and after the cuckoo passed away, she developed depression. Understand? Attachment and fear. Without them, how? The center so big. So he talked to her. No? He said, Miss Lee, he said, you really want help? I have a teacher, he said, really a teacher. You go and see him, he can help you. Then Chris came and asked me, you know. I said, no problem, he's willing to come, let her come. Then you know what happened? Initially, you know, Miss Lee, as usual, ah, no need, I got no problem. But actually, she knows she got. Then later on, he couldn't wait already. He suddenly called Chris. That is because of her coming, because of your Kayamita need this book to come out. And that center is the conducive. That's why she is the medium, you know, through which this can happen. You know. That's why it caused things to arise. Maybe Maitreya also helped, the one that requested herself. Then he came, you know, he told Chris, I want to attend. You know. And you know what happened? That night, Chris said, I take you there. That night itself, she learned, she listened through the whole session. After that, he is very convinced. He told Chris what? No, I will attend Brother Teo's class. Because that night he learned the Dhamma, she was impressed. But she cannot take all this in because thought base and the depression. Then he decided to attend my meditation class, Jabaka. That Saturday, following Saturday, after Tuesday, he went into very peaceful meditative state. Then after that, she recovered from her depression. Then she invited me over to the house for Dana and all that. And I didn't know when he invited me over, I thought only Dana, yeah, vegetarian and all that. So together with Chris, my wife, we went. Then after that, he made the request there, you know, Pratyabhatyo, can come over to my center to teach. I said, teach what? She liked Hatsuta. You know? Yeah, Hatsuta. I said, Hatsuta, I English educator, no. You Mahaya temple, no. I cannot teach in Mandarin, no. Understand, huh? I teach in English. He said, can, no problem. That's how the rest is history. Understand? And because of that, he conditioned by beings up there or what, she go and take short note herself, no, and forward to me. You know. Then I look at it completely out, and there's a bit of understanding on that. At that time, she was, I think, quite similar to Tracy. Because a lot of things new, the words all new, and my way of sharing and teaching is all new. Then she tried to recall what I write, make notes on. But the short note come, totally different now. But good enough, because it reminds me of what I shared, at least a few of the words, the pointer that, but her interpretation and expression of it is completely out. Then I use the pointer to recall what I shared, recollect. And then I start to write it down. Then I realize, oh, not bad. Then after that, I scared they all don't understand. The next lesson, we have a recap. You remember? Recap means we recap what we studied last session, the last Hatsuta class. And like that, they learn. Then after we recap, every session, 3 hours. When we come, pay respect. I say, Mahayana, remember? I start with the Mahayana chanting, followed by Theravada. So the two teaching are one, together, and that's connected. Then after that, I do the sharing. The Hatsuta. After I do the sharing, 1.5 hours later, we have meditation. Understand? And the meditation is normally depend. Sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. Okay? Then after that, Q&A. That's why all the Q&A come out so beautiful, you know, and the answer all. Then all the teaching in Theravada, because the Heart Sutta need Theravada teaching to explain, so that you know with Theravada understanding, you can understand Heart Sutta. Well, I want to merge the two teachings. The only thing that people don't understand is they don't know how to link all the Theravada essential Dhamma together as one teaching. It's not separate teaching. Understand now? They teach everything like separate now. Five mental hindrance separate from five spiritual faculty. The three evil root like separate topic. That Dhammapada verse, very few people know how to choose all the important one. 423, you think people got time to go and listen and go and find out. But I saw the important one, that's why I teach only the handful. Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, the twin verse. Appamadavaga, 21, 22, 23. Then, the last word of the Buddha before his parinibbana, Appamadena, Sampadena. Then after that, the advice of the Buddha, Dhammapada. These are important ones, understand? So you know how to isolate out, then people can learn easier, understand? Okay? So you should thank Miss Lee for the condition, although she is the media. Now, she has to go through some karmic issue, so we will invoke power of merits to help her. Okay? Let us rejoice in all the sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And by the power of all this wholesomeness that we have received through using this book that Miss Lee actually play a great role in enabling it to be printed and given for free distribution. And this one is by Kayanamita Fund, free. Then because of what Miss Lee did, we will invoke the merits that she accrued. So also together with our merits and wholesomeness, together with whatever merits that Miss Lee has developed when she was with us, helping the Kayamita. She also actually helped in many ways. Actually, we want to set up one Kayamita fund for his Sion, but I think not appropriate. Otherwise, entangled with the Vihara. That's why we, every retreat last time, we also donate a portion to Wu Bing Jin Se. Then she very good, she donate back the whole money. So all these are beautiful. Then she every time, I think certain month of the day of the month, they got free vegetarian food for people. Then Kayamita go and help one. A lot of Kayamita go and help. Then he also invite us. Then our classes there, Sunday, very beautiful. For I think 3-4 years. Then recently we are here. Her coming thing. So she got to go through. Yeah, I call her and she told me, she said, thank you so much. I know. Yeah, I told her, you got any problem, you need our help, you let me know. You're gonna. She said, I know. She said, this is the coming that she got to go through. She got to actually understand it, resolve it. Then, hopefully after that, when it's resolved, she will come back and join us. Understand? Then they will open up the Vihara. But now the whole Vihara is closed. That's for quite some time already. I think 2 to 3 years maybe. Okay. So by the power of whatever wholesomeness that Miss Lee has developed and managed to accrue through all these causes and conditions that enable this beautiful Heart Sutta book to be available for free distribution to all Dhamma friends, including those who have affinity and who has the understanding to receive it. And by the power of all this wholesomeness, merits, may arise the causes and conditions for Miss Lee to overcome her coming obstruction so that she can recover to good mind state, so that she can gain back her life and develop the causes and conditions to be with us, and together as Kayamita, we will actually do what we can to support her back. So the gratitude, we would like to express thanks We would like to thank Sister Lee for what she has done and contributed, yeah, to the Kayamita grouping, yeah, especially the Heart Sutta book. Really, this one, a lot of merits. So, with this, may it arise the causes and conditions for her pure wish, or what we call good and noble wish, yeah, to be realized soon as possible. May her mind recover to wisdom to enable her to break the coming obstruction, yeah? Then recover to good mind state, good health, so that she can gain back her life and to be a beautiful Kayamita that can be a blessing to all. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then you all can maybe meditate for 3 minutes, radiate metta to her, yeah, and wish her well-being. You can radiate, may she, Miss Lee, Sister Lee, Li Siugeng, be well and happy, well and happy, free from enmity, free from evil, yeah, then free from all whatever coming negativity. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within her heart. Then continue to repeat as a metta, metta, metta. So I will set the alarm 3 minutes, okay? You silence your mind, you develop the what they call faith, the understanding, then develop this radiation so that you can play your part. Right? Anybody need help? We send metta, understand? For me, I know them, I will evoke power of merits, understand? You have any acquaintance with Miss Lee and want to express your gratitude and evoke power, you can also do that, understand? Okay, 3 minutes. Okay, so tonight, what is your plan? Huh? What you want to chant? Baby, you got any sutta you want to chant?
Gati,
oh, gati. Oh, gati, gati, para gati. Oh, okay. Who wants to lead? Ah, okay. Ah. Page 11. Ah. Page of joy. Ah. Page 11 of the non-retreat book. The pigeon of joy. So chant the English, huh, baby.
Oh no, Pali.
Oh sorry, chant the Pali, then I will translate later on. Sadhu. Yeah. Chant the Pali, yeah.
Actually this is the Pathama Buddha Bhasita Gata, the first words of the Buddha upon his enlightenment.
Yes.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo Anekajari sangsarang sandavisang anebisang dahakarkang gawesanto dukkajati punapunang dahakarkaditosi punagehang nakahasi sabbate pasuka bagga
gahakutang visangkitang visangkargatang cittang tanhanang kayang ajagati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, thank you so much. This is a very famous gatha. Then it also let us understand how the Buddha, when he became what they call enlightened, he recited this. So here the meaning is very important. The Buddha said, through many above, I wander in this samsara, this endless cycle of birth and death, seeking but not finding the builder of the house, this whatever that caused rebirth. Then he said, sorrowful is repeated birth. O house builder, you are sick. You shall build no more house again. So the house is a five-year form and mind, the living being. Okay? The reason being, all your rafters are broken, your ridge pole shattered. So rafters are the supporting beam from the ridge pole. The ridge pole is the top one. Then the A one is all the rafter with the beaten that support the roof. So he said, all your rafter are broken. Your ridge pole is shattered. Means the builder cannot build that house anymore. My mind has attained the unconditioned. Achieved is the end of craving. So this is to let people know that when he realized, actually, before you develop the ability to become enlightened, you have to go through this journey throughout many above, means eons and eons and eons and eons. Then when he realized, he developed the cultivation, the perfection. Then when he realized Sammasambuddhahood, he has to recite this paean of joy. But the joy is, after long search, finally, he developed the understanding. So the house is the living being, the five-year form and mind. So the cause is what? Craving, born of ignorance and so on. So this craving is the cause. So he said, house builder, okay? You are seen, means with direct seeing, insight, he awakened. Means form and mind, not him. Understand not? Then, rebirth, no more. Because of their wisdom, no more rebirth consciousness. No more avijja. Understand not? But you must understand, no? A lot of Theravada make use of this to say what? No? The Buddha said, it is my last birth. Understand not? Then he quoted it. Do you think he contradicted himself? No! Because that segmented life that took him here to become the Sammasambuddha, that one is his last birth, understand? He shall build no more house. Means, rebirth due to avijja, no more, understand? But he still got his Buddha nature, no? He still got his karmic nature, he still got his perfection. No? You think he want to come, he cannot come. He can. But that understanding is the Sammasambuddhahood is a one-time thing, understand? Doesn't mean after that you cannot come anymore. That's why Sakyamuni's nature is everywhere. That's why you pay respect, you develop affinity, and it's part of the triple gem, understand? But what is important is you must understand when he cannot come as a Sammasambuddha, I mean, this is a one-time affair, understand? Everybody got this chance, okay? So, to all the great beings who like purposely delay, so because when you come, there must be causes and condition, or maybe the prediction or whatever, whatever. Understand? Then when the time come, like Sakyamuni, in the distant future, after the Dipankara Buddha predict, he said, because he that time was an arahant. You read the chronicle, it's written there. Then he knew that this is Dipankara Buddha. So he need a prediction, no? But he hasn't got a prediction at that time. So as an arahant, with all the supernormal ability, you know what he did? He saw Dipankara Buddha and his disciple passing by the area. Then there was one stretch where there is a pool of water. You know what he did? He lie down and let them walk fast. And Dipankara Buddha knew, can read his path, know his intention. Then Dipankara Buddha rejoined and turned around and talked to him. Yeah, I can give you the prediction. You will be born in the distant future in the Sakya family. Your wife will be who? So everything, because the causes and conditions is so powerful, it can cause things to arise, then it will happen. Understand? So because of that, that Sammasambuddhahood during the Buddha's time, 2600 years ago, that existence really happened. So as a Sammasambuddha, that life, he actually have that all-knowing ability, the complete inheritance from the spiritual nature, everything. But this one is only one's law. That's why he can develop the lineage, the sasana, and the sana. Apart from that, like we all bodhisattva, all these bodhisattva, when they come, they cannot have a sasana or a sana. Well, you are not Sammasambuddha. But they can help a lot of people, they can do a lot of things, understand? So Sakyamuni Buddha's nature is still there. Understand? But the coming is not due to ignorance, understand? Due to the understanding of how this great being that have the understanding can continue to come back. Because that spiritual nature is there, the perfection is there. But the problem is when you come back, you cannot have that, what they call, status of a Sammasambuddha, understand? It's based on your karmic nature and your whatever vow that you have and how you want to come out of it. That one is no more a Sammasambuddha, understand? That's why there is no more sasana. But it doesn't mean Sakyamuni Buddha cannot come out, understand? So don't go and argue with people. People who don't understand, they will say, the Buddha said, this is my last birth. Then he used the word, what? You shall not, what? You shall build no house again. Understand? Means, who built? Craving. Understand? Delusion. That one cannot build again. Understand? But the pure mind that comes is not subject to that one. Understand? You understand? So when you understand, he didn't lie, understand? That's why his words are so precise, because his perfection, among the ten perfections, truth, satya, is the most, we call it what? The most well perfected one. Of all the ten perfections, he is an expert in satya, truth. That's why his power of truth. Earlier on, in Bichana, Etena, Sache, all these things. By the power of this truth, may what and what and what happen. So all this is his specialty. He know how to do it, because he has the perfection, the understanding. So truth, because he hold on to it, everything he do, you remember Kalika, the king? Tested him, used the horse to split the four limbs. He said, by the power of this truth, you see, where he said, if there is any anger or aversion, the limb will not come back to me. Understand? By the power of this truth, may he speak the truth. And his truth is so powerful. The moment he say it, the four limbs come back. You think fairy tale. All recorded. And these are possible. Yeah? These are part of people who have the understanding to understand all these nature's law that can allow all this to materialize or manifest. That's why this cultivation is very different. Okay? Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, what else you want to chant?
Okay.
I found a song. You on that thing, huh?
Okay.
Okay, we chant together. We should pay respect to Kuan Yin, homage to the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Let it play, never mind. We pay respect first. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sada, virya, then mindfully we shall pay our respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Huh? You want the Mandarin or the English? Oh, just now I think maybe Chan one is good. Namo Ta Su Ta Pei Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. But you got a few more, I think. Chiu Ku Chiu Nan, Ta Chiu Ta Pei Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Okay. Namo Chiu Ku Chiu Nan, Ta Chiu Ta Pei Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Okay, we pay respect. Repeat two more times. Namo Chiu Ku Chiu Nan, Ta Chiu Ta Pei Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Namo Chiu Ku Chiu Nan, Ta Chiu Ta Pei Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. On our own, we can also recite Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then you pay your respect. Okay. Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Namo Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, and the Fully Enlightened. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, and the Fully Enlightened. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, and the Fully Enlightened. Homage to Thee, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Homage to Thee, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Homage to Thee, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Okay, we pay our respect. Okay, now we will chant the Heart Sutta, what they call it. Put the mic near there. Never mind, put the mic near there.
Gate, gate.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I think we chant one more time, the normal one, so that we repeat this one three times, okay? Gate, gate, para sam gate. Oh, sorry, para gate. No, I read first, then after we continue the chanting together. Gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bohi swaha. Okay? Okay, now we start. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bohi swaha. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bohi swaha. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bohi swaha. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Okay. Yes. Pama Sri and Song. Sing Ching. Nai Pan Su Ke Pama Sri. Oh, my, sorry.
May I request that tonight we sing the Ta Pei Zhou?
Yeah,
I learned the Ta Pei Zhou from Wu Ping Jing Sir with Miss Lee that time.
Oh, okay.
I think she's very familiar with Ta Pei
Zhou. Yeah. We better chant that. Then we dedicate the merits afterwards. Ta Pei Zhou first, then only sing Jing. Okay. Good.
Namo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Ta Pei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Sir. 来则来，摩摩发摩来，目的利益息益息，舍来舍来，阿来生佛来舍利，发萨发生佛来舍耶，呼噜呼噜摩来，呼噜呼噜悉利，娑来娑来悉利悉利，苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶，菩陀耶菩陀耶，弥地利耶那来谨此，地利舍利那。婆耶摩来舍婆诃，悉哆耶萨婆诃，摩诃悉哆耶萨婆诃，悉哆喻伊舍盘那耶萨婆诃，那来谨此萨婆诃，摩来那来萨婆诃，悉来僧阿穆迦耶萨婆诃，萨婆摩诃，阿悉哆耶，萨婆诃，则吉来阿悉哆耶，萨婆诃，波陀摩揭悉哆耶，萨婆诃，那来谨此般皆来耶，萨婆诃，萨诃利僧揭来耶。萨婆诃，南摩诃来，旦那多来耶耶，南摩阿利耶，波罗揭谛释迦来耶，萨婆诃，唵悉殿多曼多来，跋陀耶，萨婆。揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。观自在菩萨，行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无名亦无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无自依，无乐而已，无所得故，菩提萨埵陀波罗蜜多故， cú của ai, cú của ai, cú của không cú. Nguyện lý thiên tạo mong sáng chiếu chính miệt phán sanh sư chủ. Khổ y bổ rơ bổ rô mi tổ cú tơ a nô tổ rô sàm miao sàm phụ thị thú chứ. Bổ rơ bổ rô mi tổ sư ta sân dông sư ta minh dông sư vũ sàng dông sư vũ tâm tâm dông nâng chú y chế khu dân sư vũ sư. Cú sô bổ rơ bổ rô mi tổ sâu chi sô châu yuen. Chế tì bổ rô chế tì bổ rô sân. Chế tì bù thi sa bổ hờ. Chế tì bổ rô chế tì bổ rô sân. Chế tì bù thi sa bố hờ. Chế tì bố rô, chế tì bố rô sân. Chế tì bù thi sa bố hờ.
Okay, let us rejoice.
Sa du, sa du, sa du.
Okay, pay respect mindfully to Buddha, Kuan Yin, and all the worthy ones. Oh, share merit, oh, okay. Just now was Miss Lee alone. Okay, let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, so that we can share all this merit starting with the devas.
Aka Sata Chia Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyantang Anuditwa Sirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ipta Wata Jamihi Sampadang Punya Sampadang Sabe Dewa Anuditu Sabasampati Sidiya Dhammenya Tinang Hotu Sukhita hontu nyatayo, tidang menya tidang hotu, sukhita hontu nyatayo, tidang menya tidang hotu, sukhita hontu nyatayo, Devo wasatu kalena, sasu sampadi hitoja, tito bawatu lokoja, Raja bhavatu dhammiko Dimina punyang kamina Ame bhava samagamo Samagamo otu yava Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay. You can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Okay, yeah.
Dear Dhamma, dear brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, let us show our gratitude and respect to Brother Teo by saying sadhu three times for today, whole day, and whole nights of Dhamma sharing.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.